latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. And City are close to announcing midfielder Kevin De Bruyne has agreed a new six-year contract to stay at the Etihad. The brilliant Belgian playmaker has left the discussions in recent weeks to his agent Patrick Da Costa and City's director of football Atiki Berigistan. And City are confident an agreement has now been reached which will also see De Bruyne pick up increased wages of £250,000 per week, making him the highest paid player in the club's history. Meanwhile, Paul Ince insists that Manchester City cannot compete with Manchester United's history as Alexis Sanchez closes in on a move to Old Trafford. Chile international Sanchez, who was out of contract at the end of the season, is poised to join United, having snubbed Pep Guardiola and City. Speaking about this, though, a former United midfielder Ince said, "Everyone is raving about City, but when it comes to the two clubs, Man United are miles bigger than City. Players would still prefer to go to them over Pep's side. That's a fact." And finally, Guardiola does not want City looking over their shoulders in the quest to become Premier League champions. Following City's first top-flight defeat of the season at Liverpool last weekend, United's 1-0 win at Burnley on Saturday meant that Guardiola's men went into the late kickoff against Newcastle on Saturday with their lead at the summit trimmed to 9 points. A Sergio Aguero hat-trick, though, ensured it returned to double digits with 14 games remaining, and Guardiola told his players to focus on the task at hand and not the fortunes of their rivals. He said, "I cannot deny we spoke about that. You have two choices, to see what happens behind or to see the 10 games we have to win to become champions. The best way is to maintain looking forwards. What happened at Anfield happened. I said to them that until fixture 24 we are the best team, but that doesn't count. It counts at fixture 38.